Hello?
Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak to Mr. Thomas Hogg, please?
Speaking.
Hi Thomas, good afternoon. My name's Billy, I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's a call today regarding the Scottish redress claim for mistreatment and any abuse while she was in care.
Uh-huh.
So basically my job today is just to give you a bit of an understanding of everything and the procedure of what's ongoing, and then just let you know how long it'll be in regards to the payment process. Is that okay with you, darling?
No, it's fine.
No problem. So first things first, I just want to make sure the details that we have on file are correct. I have your name down here as Thomas Hogg, H-O-G-G. Is that correct, sir?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And in regards to yourself, Thomas, is this the best contact number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Could I please ask you for your date of birth, please, sir?
Yes, 7/11/57.
7/11/57. 7/11/57, perfect. And can I please ask you for your current postcode where you're residing at the moment?
8/7/6/LS.
8/7/6/LS. 6/LS for sugar. And what's the door number?
5.
Number 5, perfect. And in regards to this, the email that you provided us with on the system would be tomhogg007@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes, yes.
Perfect, no problem there. In regards to yourself, could I please ask you, by any chance, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
No, diabetic, that's it.
No problem. Well, with you being over the age of 65, you can be put through for a fast track. So that means that instead of you waiting 12 months in regards to the payment procedure, it'll be anything up to 6 months. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Now, of course, I just want to give you the understanding that instantly we do not expect you to get any evidence or build a case for yourself in any way, shape or form. No evidence is needed, just because the amount of people that have been claiming off different departments and different care homes, you wouldn't understand, but the same ones would crop up. Now, it's not the case of he said, she said. What you state is what you will be paid out on, and we will be able to locate all records for you, so do not worry. Now, most importantly, we won't be able to give you a direct figure at this moment in time, because, of course, that would be wrong for me to do that. But what I can tell you is each claim will average from a minimum of 10,000, and it will average up to 48. Now, I just want to reassure you, before we go any further, I'm here to take your statement. So, of course, if there's anything where you feel like it's a bit too much to go into it at this moment in time, I'll be more than happy to do it in stages. I'll always be working around yourself, so don't hesitate to say, right, it's too much at the moment, please call me back. I will work around you, okay? Now, could I please just ask you, do you remember your parents' names at all, sir?
My parents' name?
Yes.
Thomas Hunter Hogg.
So what was your mum's name, do you know?
Isabella. Isabella.
And would that be Isabel Hogg?
Uh-huh.
No problem. And what was your father's name, sorry?
Thomas.
Thomas. And is that Thomas Hogg?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And in regards to your siblings, did you ever grow up knowing you had any siblings at all?
I did, but for all the time I was away in Guthrie's and Billington Farm, I never ever seen any of them.
Never had a relationship, no problem. And was it just you that was taken? Was it just you that was taken? Right, okay.
No, I was in a bit of trouble, that's why I was taken, eh?
No problem. So is it like an unruly child? Is it behavioural issues and things like that while she was
you were kind of stealing to go to school, to have the trainers and things like that on, eh? My mum used to send me to school with wellies on in the summer and things like that, eh? And it was quite hard.
Hard upbringing.
So I started stealing things to talk about trainers and be half decent going to school, eh?
To get by this one. No problem, let me get that down here for you. And do you know how old you was when they placed you into care?
Oh, I went to Dr. Guthrie's when I was about 10 or something, I think.
Around 10 years
10,
ago,
11,
no problem. And do you know what kind of department put you under care? Was it like Glasgow? Was it Fife? Do you know what?
Edinburgh.
Was, Edinburgh, perfect. Thank you for that. Edinburgh. In regards to yourself, so this is a question for you now. For any reason, anything was to unfortunately happen to yourself whilst this claim is ongoing, your next of kin will still be entitled to receive your reimbursement. Who would it be happy to?
My wife.
Your wife. No, can I take her name, please?
Margaret Hogg.
Margaret Hogg. Perfect. And have you got a landline number or anything like that that I could just bob down for Margaret?
No, I've not got a landline.
What I'll do is I'll just keep your number on here just for now, because if you ever need to get hold of Margaret, they can give you a call. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine. That's no problem.
No problem. Now, what I just need from you, most importantly, the way everything works is I'll send you an email over. We just need you to submit that email back to say that it is yourself. And it will require one picture of ID and one proof of address, which can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Now, with your case being fast-tracked, what will happen today is your case will be submitted over, and it will be a maximum of 6 months. Now, we say a maximum, it could be the case where you paid out in 3 weeks' time, but we can't give you any false information by stating that to you, so we just have to tell you anything up to 6 months. As we tell you, again, each claim doesn't have a cap on it. Everybody and each individual claim is different, but what it averages at the moment is $48,000. Now, again, I understand no money can take away what these customers and clients have been dealing with or have been feeling over these periods of times. What I can reassure you on, if we can get you something back, which we now can, we will 100% reassure you to get the top end of that, and that will just basically just cover you for justice, because we understand that it has been a stressful and unfortunate situation that you have had to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Most importantly, what I need from you at this moment is, could I please just ask you, what was your first memories of going into care?
Oh, it was great. Well, I put a towel around my head and jumped on one bed and another bed and went right through the top flat window.
Let me get that. So what was the first, do you remember the name of the first care home you went to?
It was the Lasfield Assessment Centre in Edinburgh.
Could you spell that for me the best way you can?
Lasfield, it's LASSWADE, Assessment Centre.
Assessment Centre, and that was in Edinburgh. Let me get that on here. Edinburgh. Get that down here for you. And first of all, when you've gone here, obviously being a young child at this time, did they make you feel comfortable or settle you in or anything like that?
No. And it made it harder either, because all the time I was away, not only my family come to see me.
Or explain anything to him. He was a young boy, secluded. And no one. Did they ever, when you got here, was there any staff members that you remember the name of that made you feel uncomfortable or would lay any hands on you in any way, shape or form?
Mr. Palmer. I'm sure it was Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Palmer. He thinks briefly. Perfectly fine.
And when we got taken in that day, there were four of us in a room, and another wee guy from Glasgow was whistling, and nobody owned up, and we got head between the legs, and we all got the teacher's belt down our backs. We were all black and blue and got pictures of it taken.
Yep, here for you. One memory was the children. I was whistling. Because would they ever do anything in regards to keeping you locked away in your bedroom at any time, or would they lock you away from the other children?
On occasion, you were a bit boisterous, so they would put you through to your own room, eh? Well, there were four in a room, but they would tell you to wait in the room and they'd lock you in, eh?
And you said four people had to share for a room?
That's when I jumped on one bed, on another bed, and I threw myself at the top flat window.
Okay. Causing him to try and escape. Was, in regards to punishment here, did they use anything in regards to punishment? Would they force you to eat certain foods you didn't like? Would they put food in front of you that you didn't like, and if you didn't eat it, that was it?
Well, I don't think there was much of a menu. I think it was just what you got. Was that's what you got, eh? It's, you know, I don't think there were any joint menus you could pick and choose for.
Hard to eat. From here, what care home did you then get passed on to?
They put me to Dr. Guthrie's in Edinburgh.
Okay. And could you spell that for me again the best way you could, please?
Guthrie's, B-G-U-S-T-R-I-E.
Guthrie Care Home. Dr.
D-R. That's up at Lasfield as well.
And was Dr. Guthrie, was that the name of the care home?
No, that was the home of his and I.
Home of you, no problem. And then you was placed to Dr. Guthrie. Let me get here. I was placed under the care of care home. And is this where it got worse, or would you say that you feel like you're back to yourself here?
I think it was bad enough, but you were supposed to go grouse beating, tatty picking, doing young plants, Brussels sprouts in the winter, when you were only a lad, and you were supposed to go out and do all that. Grouse beating, walking over hills.
Did anybody ever physically hit you in here? Did anyone ever physically punish you in any way?
I was mentally, other people were in there. Used to get battered all the time because what happens if there's four in a room, the one Guthrie's, it was 16, but used to have people sharing because other people's families stay far away because I never got any visitors. Nobody kind of talked to me sort of thing, eh? And everybody used to share everything. Your mum would bring it up 1 week, and the following week somebody else's mum would bring it up for everybody. But with me not having any family coming up, I never really had. That's how I kind of got bullied a lot.
Sorry to hear that. Often purchases and other people would get visitors and this single thing out that we might be. Do you ever remember them using anything such as the cane or the slipper or anything like that?
Well, we used to get the belt all the time, the double handles off Mr. Riddick.
And was that Mr. Wedding?
Headmaster Riddick.
Riddick?
Riddick, okay. He was the headmaster.
Was very common.
You got the belt quite a lot.
this was minute. She was a head teacher.
Have you got any memories of any birthdays or anything like that in there where you would be feeling a certain kind of way
no,
from these people?
No, I had no childhood. No much at all.
Did anyone ever try and sexually assault you in any way, shape or form here?
No, one of the lads, but near stop, but one of the lads tried to. I can't remember his name, a ginger haired boy.
Don't worry, the children will be sorry. Can I ask you from here, is there any other memories whatsoever that you would like me to get popped down here for you?
Well,
I understand that.
Probably too much to remember, but...
Don't worry. This is just to get a brief indication of everything. I understand that you can't think of everything off the top of your head.
They moved on to Billing Farm after that. I'm in Pennycook and I ran away for that. And I jumped to 4 flights of stairs windows in that place as well.
So where did you go after Dr. Guthrie? Where did he place you?
Billing Farm at Pennycook.
Could you spell that for me?
Wellington.
Wellington
Farm.
Farm. And was that a care home or was that like a boarder school or anything?
The book that up is a approved school.
Then they placed him into Wellington Farm. Then they place you into Wellington Farm, and you receive... Sorry, I'm just working from home at the moment. I do apologise.
It's okay.
From here, did you receive any sort of support or anything once you got to Wellington Farm, or again, was that just the same?
No, I thought they were slightly better. Mrs., I forget her name, but she kind of had a wee small thing for you, with nobody coming to see you, and she used to give you cigarettes. That's a bit only... Good thing I remember that.
Here is where you felt a little bit of normality.
Aye, but it's the bullying and all that continued. Nobody staff. It was just in-house fighting.
Be bullied by the children. The
better staff altogether in Milton Farm.
It's normal. And where was you moved to from there?
Well, I was in there right up to about 16, and I had to go to a place up at Toll Cross. I was up there for 12 weeks, and I got out after that. I started a job with St. Cuthbert's milk deliveries, and I was in there for 12 weeks, and that was me free after that.
To go on your own? On your own. Over time, this has. Was there ever any situations where, for an example, you may have wet the bed or you would feel embarrassed and they would physically go out of their way to make you feel more embarrassed in front of the children?
Well, Guthrie, where I used to have my Mr. Gladstone in Guthrie's.
We get that down here, Mr. Gladstone in Guthrie's.
He used to tap the window and tell everybody your mum and dad's on the social security.
So sorry to hear that. Got that on here for you. Now, I understand all of your time that throughout this, obviously with your years moving forward, this has possibly caused you to lose trust with a lot of people and also feel kind of rejected in a way because, of course, the way they have actually treat you. Now, can I ask you...
I think I've given it to my son, I think, because I take it out on him a lot as well. Kind of, then he talked to him like a son. I kind of always shouting at him and...
He understands he has caused damages.
So what I'm going to do for you now, darling, is I'm going to get this case submitted. Now, with all the notes that I've taken today, don't think for any reason that's just that set in stone. We can tweak your claim throughout the whole of the process because we're here to work for you. So throughout any of this, later on, if you sat at home and you think, I forgot to mention that, I should have mentioned this, do not hesitate to bob me a message over because I am going to add you onto WhatsApp now and that way you can track your claim at any time with me. Most importantly, if you have any questions or if you just need somebody to speak to, again, I'm there for you to track it with me or bob me a message over and I'll do my very best to reassure you the best way I can. Now, I can promise you, with the notes that I've taken from you, I'll rewrite everything. How it's impacted you over time. I'll make sure I emphasise everything so they understand the stress and everything that it's caused you then and now as well as also your relationships with your own children with this day and age.
I find it hard working with people. I always like working with men as well, okay? And that's another thing, but it's always been with me.
Always like working with men. Being prodded and picked at over time, whether you were young or not, is going to affect you in life. And of course, like you say, when you communicate with people, it's very, very hard.
Affected me.
Most definitely.
I'm giving it to my son here. I'm giving him kind of what my fears.
Just the way you communicate with him and
things like that.
And that's because you've been told nothing but obviously tough love and not even love. You've just been, the way you've been neglected from growing up, it's very hard to communicate with somebody of what you've not had when you've not known that. So I do totally understand how it has affected you. Now, I can reassure you, if you're putting your faith into us, I will make sure I get this case submitted off for you right away today. And with your age, like I said, it will be anything up to 6 months. Now, I have sent you an email over from MMA Legal. Will you just have a look if you've received that for me, please, darling?
I do. Can I go, you work phones like that? I can check it if there's a...
Can you email if you explain?
What was that? Aye, I could do it after the call.
Right. So I'll explain to you what to do, and then I'll call you back in 10 minutes just to make sure that it's been finalised. So you need to go into your email, and you'll have an email from MMA. Now, it's self-explanatory. It'll say, click to view document, start signing. Once you click on that, there'll be a little box in the corner that says signed by client with a red star in it. You click on it. It will automatically type your signature in for you. You then press a little box and agree. That will come straight back through to me. So that will be at the top of your emails now. I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes just to see how you're going with that. And then I'll get you the message over on WhatsApp, darling, okay?
No problem, thank you.
All right then, no problem, darling.
Right.
Speak to you in 10. Bye. Bye.